Young Adult Magic Mushroom Use Nearly Doubles in 3 Years. By Paul Bois on June 19, 2023. The use of magic mushrooms by young adults has nearly doubled in 3 years along with other hallucinogenic drugs. A recent article published this month in the journal Addiction found that roughly 6.6% of young adults in 2021, aged 19 to 30, used hallucinogenic drugs other than LSD, up from 3.4% in 2018. Psilocybin, aka magic mushrooms, stood chief among the hallucinogenic drugs used other than LSD. Roughly 8% of young adults used some kind of hallucinogenic drug in 2021. Men experiment with such drugs at a higher rate than women. Per The Hill. Public health officials face a growing societal disconnect over the risks and rewards of recreational drugs. Both marijuana and hallucinogens registered historic highs in young adult use in 2021, according to federal data. Therapeutic use of psychedelics remains rare. Most young adults who take hallucinogens are engaging in youthful experimentation, not unlike their baby boomer forebears in the Woodstock era. And those experiments are not without risk. Nora Volkoff, director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, said drug users should be worried about a bad trip, which can possibly result in suicide. Megan Patrick, a study co-author and co-principal investigator of Monitoring the Future at the University of Michigan, said the increase in hallucinogenic drugs raises potential public health concerns. "It's really difficult to explain these trends," she said. "We have some guesses, but we don't really know yet." The report comes over a year after a UK study published in the journal Lancet Psychiatry showed people who use cannabis with a THC potency above 5 to 10 mg per gram have a higher risk of addiction and mental health problems. Study co-author Tom Freeman, director of the Addiction and Mental Health Group at the UK's University of Bath, told CNN in an email at the time that high-potency cannabis users have a fourfold increased risk of addiction over low-potency cannabis users. A report by the United Nations found that in the past 2 decades, the proportion of people seeking treatment for cannabis addiction has risen in all world regions apart from Africa, he said. In 2022, a study found that roughly 3 in 10 people in the United States have been diagnosed with cannabis addiction, according to statistics from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Likewise, the European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction found a 76% increase in treatment for marijuana addiction over the past decade. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.